Pinellas Park activist Marshall Cook said he uses Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority's Demand Response Transportation, or DART, system to get to and from the Bay Pines VA Center. As of April 1st, his round trip will cost him a dollar more, $8 instead of $7. The wheelchair-bound Cook said he understands why PSTA is raising the fare, but the rate hike is not good news for his and his wife's tight budget.
People don't have the money. I don't have the money. The federal government has said, well, Marshall, you and your wife are absolutely fine. You don't need a cost of living increase this year or last year. The fact of the matter is my wife's medical bills for September alone were $280,000 just for the hospital. And the hospital is sending me something saying, hey, man, when are you going to pay us $1,000? Well, one day when I get it, maybe they'll get it. Good luck.
The rate increase is one of several measures the PSTA board adopted to battle the DART system's $441,000 deficit. Others include paying the subcontractors who operate the system's buses 10% less, encouraging passengers to coordinate trips to and from the same destinations, and digging into the system's reserve funds. PSTA Community Relations Manager Bob Lasher said system-wide, the county's transit provider has had to deal with loss of some 40% of ad valorem tax revenue in recent years.
We're ad valorem funded, property tax funded. We've lost now almost 40%.
Lasher said PSTA can't save money by privatizing the program since it's a federally mandated program that helps people get around who perhaps otherwise couldn't.
DART is what we call, it's part of federally mandated parallel transit. A lot of people hear paratransit. That stands for parallel transit. It runs parallel to the fixed bus route systems all across the nation, the same times along those routes, and it goes within 3/4 of a mile of the route, and it's for people who can't, say for disabilities or whatever the reason might be, ride or be accommodated on the regular bus system. And it also tends to be very expensive, but it opens up transit to a lot of people who couldn't otherwise use it.
He said the DART system escaped fare increases in previous fiscal years, even as standard PSTA fares went up as recently as October of last year.
Last October, based on ridership estimates, we thought that we could leave that fare alone and raise the other fares and still break even, and it just hasn't turned out. So what they've done is match what we've done throughout our history.
In addition to Marshall Cook, two others addressed the DART rate hike during public testimony. One was Vivian Peters, who said while she supported the 50-cent hike, she doesn't believe the board is being realistic in assuming that it will save nearly $10,000 by encouraging passengers to coordinate their travel, a practice known as multi-loading.
You're going to have very few people picked up at the same place, going to the same place. It just doesn't happen.
The PSTA board passed the rate hike unanimously. Citing DART's 10.6% ridership increase over a one-year period, board member and Dunedin City Commissioner Julie Ward-Bujalski said the increase is painful but necessary.
Because of the economic times, there's more riders, and because of the high subsidy to this, and because we're federally mandated that we have to do it, it's not something we can just say we're not going to do. And because our revenues have gone down, obviously, just like everybody else, we have to find the money somewhere.
Board member and St. Petersburg City Council member Herb Polson said while the rate hike will help a little in making up for a gaping budget hole, it's still like putting a Band-Aid on a cut artery.
It'll stifle the flow a little bit, but it will not fix the problem. But we have to take some action because, as we just heard, it's a requirement by the feds to provide this service. We must do it, and we must do it as efficiently and effectively as we possibly can.
Board Chair and Indian Rocks Beach Mayor R.B. Johnston said the budget challenges couldn't have come at a worse time, given that Pinellas County's transit is trying to measure up to public transit in metropolitan areas of comparable size.
We've been working towards expansion of our system for the last several years, largely because PSTA provides inadequate service levels for a metropolitan area of our size. So we have a lot of issues that we're going to be dealing with. This is just one piece of the puzzle right now.
Today's hearing was the final of three the board held throughout the county this month in order to gain public input on the proposed rate hike. The change goes into effect April 1st. It comes at the same time PSTA is studying a possible countywide transit overhaul that may include rail. In November, Hillsborough County voters voted down a sales tax increase that would have funded a similar proposal. From North St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.